I'd like to bring out my very dear friend and my brother, Mr. Chuck Prophet, please. For quite a while now. We never really got it together. And I'm not so sure that we have it together tonight, but we're going to try it anyway, you know? In making this record, I've always written my albums alone and never really collaborated with people very often. But on this record, I was trying to tell the story of my life in music, kind of an autobiographical record about all the bands I've been in, all the people I've known along the way, all the records that influenced me. And it was a pretty large project to take on, and I felt I needed the help of someone who was basically a lot smarter than I was, you know? So I brought in Mr. Chuck Prophet. You know, in doing these kind of collaborations, I think Chuck knows better than I do because he's done the co-writing thing with other people. But you know, you never know how it's going to work out. You know, it could be a disaster. You could be stuck in a room with a guy for 8 hours and come up with nothing except someone that you don't like very much at the end of it, you know? And in this case, it was the exact opposite. From the moment we got together to do this album, he flew out to Texas and came out to my house. And we hung out, and it took a little while for Chuck to get used to my tempo because it's very laid back and
on your back.
Actually, most of the time, actually, but you know, so you know, Chuck runs a little faster than I do, and so it took a little while. But by the end of the day, we had written our first tune, you know, and we knew at that point it was a song called "Slow Down." I was singing it to Chuck. You know? No, it was a song. Well, maybe we'll try it later at the end of the show.
Sure.
Yeah. But it was the first song that we wrote that day. We got a good one, and we knew we had a good one, right? And we knew that we had raised the bar. Raised the bar pretty high. But we got really excited by the project, and what Chuck did for me was he came in, and he was almost like a director. He kind of took all these ideas, all these stories, and really molded them, helped me mold them into something that was, you know, coherent and had a beginning and an ending, and turned out to be probably the best record I've ever made, you know. And I owe Chuck a lot for that, I feel, you know. And the thing about Chuck and I is, you know, I think you've said this in interviews after we had made the record, but it's like two electrical currents kind of colliding, and we just end up talking a lot. You know, we're both talkers. We tell a lot of stories. And Chuck grew up in Southern California. I was in Huntington Beach, California. We moved there in 57, 58. And Chuck's a little bit older than I am, so he was there before me. But he grew up in La Habra, which is also in Orange County, behind the Orange Curtain, as we knew it, you know? And we were both in punk rock bands. We both loved the same records, I think, you know, pretty much. When he was in Green on Red, I was in the True Believers. We crossed paths many times. We were kind of, you know, kindred spirits in that sense. And so it was an easy fit, and I'm glad we did it. And so we're going to do some of these songs, and maybe Chuck will talk a little more about what, you know, some of the experiences we had in making this record. The first one we're going to do for you, though, is one. Why don't you talk about this one? Always a Friend. Let's do Always a Friend.
I don't know where this came from. This came in the last quarter of the game, I think.
Yeah.
It started out really slow.
Yeah, started very slow.
And
sped up a bit.
And we sped it up.
Yeah.
And it was a hit single.
Yeah.
And in fact, if I recall, you know, Al and I were very competitive in a fun way, as long as Al wins, you know. But we are very competitive, and you know. When we would get bored, we would go to in San Francisco, we would go over to the department store, and Al would say, "You see that, man? I'm going to buy that." You know, And I said, yeah, I want to buy those shoes. So anyway, he'd say, you see this Gibson guitar? Gibson gave this to me. Stick with me, Prophet. I want to take care of you. So everything, you know, was a little competitive. Well, so I went on a tour after we had written the record. I went on a tour, and I was over in Sweden, and I played probably the saddest gig on the tour. There were about four people, and this guy says, hey, I noticed you like to wear these nudie clothes, which is a kind of a Swedish designer. I said, yeah. He said, well, that's right here in this town. So after the gig, he took myself and my entire band to this this designer clothing store, and they opened it up late at night and said, you can have anything you want. So we all got decked out in you know, thousands of dollars worth of clothes. And as I was going back to the hotel, I was really happy, and I started composing the email in my head, you know, that I was going to send to Alejandra. You know what I'm saying? I just really wanted it to stick. And so I got the laptop open, and I thought I'd check my email first to see what comes in, and there was an email from a friend of ours, Peter Blackstock, and he said, Chuck, you might want to check this out. And it was a link, and I opened the link, and on came Alejandro duetting with Bruce Springsteen, and Springsteen singing my part on this song, right? And so I realized I should just go down, you know what I mean? Don't even get in the ring, because I'm going to lose. So I couldn't top that. But Al did tell me that Bruce had told him, he said, man, those are the hardest ones to write.
Yeah, he said that he loved this song. And it was funny, when I got to the gig, he already had it worked out. He had worked it out with the band. And actually, we do his arrangement now, kind of like, you know, it's not the arrangement on the record, we do Bruce's arrangement, but he kept talking about what, you know, how hard it is to write these supposedly simple, catchy tunes, you know, and it is, it's really tough. So anyway, we'll play the song for you now. It's called Always a Friend.
It's only take about one-fifth of the time to play the song, is the story. Okay. I promise. Three chords, and it brought us all this. Think about it.